Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. You already know what it is. It's January the 19th, 2011. Today is Wednesday, and we getting our Woman to Woman Wednesdays popping on today. I got some hot topics for y'all tonight. I got some hot mess news for y'all tonight, and we definitely, definitely getting it in. And big shout out to today because it's Woman to Woman's Wednesday. So let's give it up. How we getting it each and every Wednesday is Woman to Woman Wednesday, and tonight's topic is single mom versus single dad. And the question of tonight is, the system biased to single dads? I wanted to get y'all opinion on that. I want to get y'all thoughts. So all my single moms, single dads, call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Or you can log in me live on my blog chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. You can hit me up two ways. You can hit me up by listening online by going to www.blogtalk.com/DivaSpotENT. Or you can call the hotlines and listen and give your opinion at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And I definitely want to get into this topic live right now that, you know, had a conversation, you know, over the weekend about the system being biased to single fathers. And I was talking to a single father. He has raised his kids. He has full custody over his children. And he was saying, like, the system, you know, doesn't do anything for anybody, like, for real, especially if you're, you know, single father. And it's crazy. And you know, he was saying, like, he was there with another young lady who was applying for the same benefits. We talking about benefits right now. He was there with another young lady applying for the same benefits and the same thing, and they basically just hooked her up. But when they came to him, they was like, fill out this form, fill out that form, fill out this form, fill out that form, and we're going to have to verify and go through all of it. Maybe, and I want your opinion on this, was he being impatient about the situation, or was he just getting a taste of what thousands of single mothers go through each and every day with going to welfare and applying for the system? So y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. 15:21. I'm your host, Diva Mary Kane. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. ENT is Woman to Woman's Wednesdays. We're about to get into some hot music, and we're going to come right back. Big shout out to B-Bonds, because we're about to get into some of his music right now. Let's go.
Yeah, Lovato, come back, come back. What? Trade good. Yeah, remix. Aviator, you gotta say our movement.
Boyfriendly, I live in a gym.
Yeah,
and that's you want fucking grab my ice cream.
Come back, come back.
Man, not up on the gully team. The girl, them see the gully girl and start screaming.
Yeah,
baby.
Once you come into this room, you better ruin me. Be downright filthy when you're doing me. Wrap your legs around my neck like a jewelry. Then have our bodies crossed like the letters on the Louis V. It's you and me melting like a cheap candle. Sexually disrespectful like a cheap scandal. Going to war in this bed, you might need ammo. Then make the haters gossip more than the E channel. See, I got a back shot shatter. I purple up the sky, then I coconut to rock her. I beat up on that body, you should see the way I pop her. I do to her heart what you do to a locker. A locker.
Pull off night, my papa fit armor. See a sus from the gully corner. She wanna ride it like a yama. Think of one time me woke up this sauna. Now the middle of the room or in a corner. Put her in a coma or a trauma. From a girl thing, gully got run on ya. The girls them know I'm a hard performer. A girl in a me house a sing soprano. Sus is a wanna, from Botswana. Me and her make a love again,
baby.
Come
into my room. Take me high, high, higher than the moon. Baby, come into my room.
My lady, gotta say our fuck.
Yeah, before the night's over, we gon' start your life over. Fuck you so hard, you think my dick was in your right shoulder. I play no games, you're dealing with the right soldier. Come behind your back, pull your hair, bend your right over. Got expensive taste, I'm a price over. Excuse my language, I'm a motherfucking pipe thrower. Power draw that tango, I can just light stroke ya. Aviator, I'ma bang you till this flight's over. I'm a sex addict, I'm a sex savage. I love a lady that feels like she's the best addict. A bad chick, that's a freak, is the best package. So when you come into my room, bring your best tactic.
Friendly, I live in a gym. How could I want to live? Yeah.
Yeah. Sexy ladies. For all these sexy girls out there, just want to let you know, Mr. Brooks want to hold you.
Think about our sneaky bodies against each other.
Yeah, go ahead, guys.
It's your girl, Diva Mary Kane. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. ENT is Woman to Woman's Wednesday, and we definitely getting it in. That was just your boy, B-Bonds, for coming to my room. That was a hot joint right there. Shout out to B-Bonds. But tonight, we're talking about single moms versus single dads, so we can switch it around and say single dads versus single moms. All the single fathers and single mothers, call me up now at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And when you get on a line, press the 1 button so we can pull you on live onto the air so we can go ahead and get your opinion be heard. I've hear this a lot with single fathers saying that, you know, they go out, you know, to get help or whatever, child care or whatever the case may be. And it's like they get the stink face. They get the stink nose turned up at them like, are you serious? Like, you really want to get help? Like, I can't believe this. But just as well as a single mother, need assistance. A single father needs assistance too, as far as with kids. And I think that, you know, back in the day and even to now, you know, it's the thing where the fathers should be able, they're the sole providers, you know, and they should be able to hold the kids down, hold the mother down, hold the situation down, you know, because they look like you should be able to get out and get a job. Basically, why are you here? Why are you asking from help for us and you supposed to be the man? But, you know, you get a lot of times where, you know, the men go and they go to get assistance from welfare or help or whatever the case may be, and it's the patience about it. You know, they like, oh, man, I got to fill out this form. I got to do this and this and that and so forth. And, you know, they get upset. But a lot of times it's just them just getting a taste of what women go through to get on welfare. It's a lot to get on welfare, and it's a lot of things that you have to comply to and do. And in other situations, you have the mother, she had a child by the man, and, you know, he encouraged her to go and get on welfare and basically so he could live off of her grant and they food stamps, which is sad. But at the same token, you know, a person is only going to do what you allow them to do. You can't really be upset with the person if they ain't getting up and getting the job because you gave them an escape not to do anything. You going to sit in that line and stand with your kids or stand whatever the case may be all this time to get a couple of dollars from welfare? Like, are you serious when y'all could have came together and did something and got it together and did something to make the family stronger? But, you know, it is what it is. I definitely want to get your opinion on the situation. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And get your voice heard about the situation, how you feel about it. Or you can go to my live chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspotent and get your voice heard on there. When I come back from this song right here, I'm going to go in and tell y'all the story about this single father, and I know that y'all really going to enjoy this. It's very, very interesting. It's actually hot mess news. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Woman to Woman's Wednesdays. Let's get it there or get it square, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
The Rock Boys in the building. Tough long dawn.
Hello, good morning, tell me what the lick read.
Woo.
Pretty face, thin waist with the sick weave.
Woo.
First time fish selling in the 6 feet. Real bad boy, tell him come and get me. I'm at the fight, betting kinda like Bellman. Only took a trip to the truck twice. Unpacked the Mac 11 and Air Maxes. Stuffed 6 figures in my damn air mattress. I'm in love with large bills, but down with a fat ass and waist and tall heels. Yeah, it's the Teflon Don, 100 carats in the charm, trying to give it back to Sean.
Hello. Good morning, let's go, let's go. Hello, come on. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting for it. Cause I seen you watching. So let's go. Let's get it sloppy.
Captain of the cool kids, the revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell her bye. First I tell her hi, then I give her one and let her fly. Never tell a lot of night, you couldn't find a better guy. King shit, fly to anyone you can sing with. Gangsta distinguished, cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money, feel free to bring with. She find way and fly away at my convenience. You sing tip, checking in a 5-star suite.
Come on.
With some 5-star freaks, get high all week.
Let's
catch me
go.
In the week, I was up the night with y'all sleep. In a fast car, super fast, brought back seat. That's me, feeling nothing nice. Fuck a couple nights, cause the moon take goodbye and the sun greeting us like
hello. Good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello.
Come
on. Good morning. Hello. Good evening.
wake up and turn the lights on.
I'm hanging on the bar, that's a cleaner than the car. When you fall, so I'm giving my pride. 25 on the bag, I've been sucking on the air. Bring it back, cause the bitch won't stop.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
You know, we on that.
Feel like this, looking like a movie.
You know, we on that.
And everybody know who the truth is.
You know, we on that.
I know, but I'm blowing on that movie.
Turn me up a little bit more. I don't think they can hear me. Check this out. Bad boy, bitch. Let's work. Come on, let's work. Don't stop, let's rock, let's work. Make it feel good, too. Let's work. Don't stop, box you, let's work. It's that dirty money.
How fly is he? Your baby mama cry for me like Joe to see. So how you not notice me? Pull up to the club in the coldest V. Literally go, little did he know how that nigga did he flow. How that nigga did he go so hard like a crowbar, still getting dough.
Whoa. Yeah, I like this.
Come on, can you feel it?
Can you feel it? Nothing can save you.
It's that dirty money.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
You know, we don't
feel like this.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We definitely getting it in. It's Woman to Woman's Wednesday, but I'm switching it up right now. I'm switching up on Woman to Woman Wednesday because I'm talking about now, is the system biased to single fathers? And when the breakup happens, does the mother or does the whole situation, it seems like the father doesn't come important. And he does have an important role. So I'm standing up for my brothers right now. And, you know, that has been going through the wire. And I want to get your opinion. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And when you get on the hotlines, press the 1 button and we'll open you up live. We about to go to the hotlines and get some hotline love right now. 860-281. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Harper, Connecticut.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Cousin James Larry, Ebony.
Hi, Cousin. How you doing? Welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you called in. Cousin, what's going on? How you doing tonight?
Well, I've been watching television tonight. I see you on Facebook about to call in, but a father, single father call in. So let me call in and see what's going on tonight on the air.
Oh, most definitely. There's an article here, and I just want to briefly read it to you. It comes from Kathy. Her name is Kathy Myers, and it says, how important are single fathers? It says, Many times a single mother is the spotlight, and society seems to focus on the role more often than a single dad role, right?
Yes.
So some single fathers identify themselves as a part-time parent whose major purpose is to pay child support. Many slowly back away from the struggle to feel important as many times as a non-custodial parent. Their importance is often not recognized. Men need to recognize they are important and realize that there is no one who can replace them so they can grow a closer relationship with their children after they move from their children home. Now, she says this. She says, many years ago when my children were very young, my husband left us. You might want to say he didn't leave us, he left you. No, he left us. Bitter because of the circumstances, a newborn and a two-year-old, and in fact, he was leaving for another woman. I had a hard time getting past what he did to the children. The toll it took on me and the kids was very traumatic. I wanted nothing to do with him, and years later, he began to establish a relationship with them. Not the kind I would have hoped for, but it was a start. Because I felt he was not a very good father, and I felt It hurt them very much emotionally. I secretly wish something would happen to him to make him disappear. And this is what Kathy Myers is saying in his report here, and it was saying how important our single fathers. I think the fathers are such an important role in a child's life, even, especially when the mother and the father break up. And I want to know, cousin, what you think about that?
Oh, I think it's true. What she says is the truth about a lot of these single fathers.
And it gets to the point, like, even after the breakup, you know, and some nowadays I'm seeing a lot of fathers having the kids rather than the mother having the kids.
Oh, yeah, that's true. A lot of the fathers, they have the kid more than the parents, the mothers do now.
Mm-hmm.
They got the kids back into their life.
Yeah. And you're definitely right about that. The kid is back into their life, and I see a lot of fathers pushing the stroller and whatnot. But I had a conversation with a young man, and he said that the system is biased towards single fathers. Meaning, he said the system is biased towards single fathers, that they don't really have any love for the single fathers. And they felt like, you know, why y'all coming up here? Why is you coming up here to get food stamps, Medicaid, and assistance and help with rental and daycare? You should be able to take care of the family. Do you feel like that is true?
Yeah, true. Hey, listen, there's a lot of these young girls with these food stamps. They take the food stamps, selling them.
Yeah, they take the food. Go ahead, Cut.
They take the food stamps, they sell them. Instead of giving them to feed the kids, they go out there and sell them for a few dollars. And if it was up to me, and if they wouldn't get the food stamps. Hey, there's a lot of them probably, I hope they listen to me, because a lot of them on the air probably listen to me about the food stamp. I know a lot of them get the food stamp. I retired, and I wouldn't have to get food stamp. They told me I'll only get 12-hour food stamp. What can I can live off of 12-hour food stamp. And these young girls get 3-4-hour food stamp, and they go out there and sell them, just go out there on weekend party.
And you definitely right about that. You do have the situation where they do go out and they sell the food stamps and they sell them. And, you know, they do go by your income. They go out and they sell them. They sell their food stamps to get their hair done, nails done, everything done. Yeah, they do, so they can be looking fresh for the next person, the next dirty person, or the person who ain't going to care for them nor their kids after the food stamps is gone. But even with that, they go by income regulations when you go and apply for food stamps. If they were giving you, let's say, for two people, I think in the state of New Jersey, it's $322 a month. You cannot make more than $322 a month. What a lot of people need to understand is they may be getting these food stamps and this cash and stuff like that, but they at poverty level. You can't make no more than $322 a month. How can you survive off of $322 a month? This is what I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, I know. But see, they didn't put a stop to a lot of young girls, though, selling these food stamps. If I knew how to stop it, I would stop myself. And I need food stamps myself. I retired. And I get a check every month. And I still need food stamps trying to survive.
You're definitely right about that. We all need a helping hand. You know, them food stamps do come in handy, and they do be selling them. They should have somewhere that they can track. But, you know, the game is the game.
Yeah.
The game is the game. You can't stop. Even if you tried, you can. Even before they came on the EBT card, people were selling them in books. So what now?
They should have some. They need some kind of system that you can only see what it do. I've just tracked them, but see, they use their food stamps. They give somebody give them the money, and they go buy the grocery for them, or sometimes they give them the cash money. I know a girl right now, she gets $300 on her food stamps, and then you give her $150 cash, and then you give her $150 cash, and she go get the car to go buy a grocery. Now, they should stop that. Let everybody use them food stamp cards. You should show a picture ID when you use them.
You should have to show. That's a good idea. You should have to show a picture ID. to use the food stamp card. You got a point there. You should have to show a picture ID. I like that idea. I do.
Yes.
I like that idea. You should have to show a picture ID. But then at the same token, you look at it like this. They may be selling their food, but they do have a system in place where you can report fraud. That's considered fraud.
I need to find out who about. If food stamps they're selling, hey, that food stamp could be going in my pocket.
That food stamp could be going. So you basically want to go run tell that because you want food stamps in your pocket. Not necessarily. You don't really care about them selling the food stamps. You just want your food stamps high.
I just want my food stamps. that little money I get at my the retirement. Hey, that have to pay rent and then pay bills and everything. That's gone.
Well, it sounds like you need to come out of retirement.
Oh no. I don't need to come out of retirement. Hey, I'm on disability, 100% disability too after I retire.
Oh. Well, you getting that good money. You getting that good disability money. What is you buying? You say after the bills and whatnot, you gotta live within your means. You can't. Hey, isn't it with retirement that you can have some type of little entrepreneur thing that you do?
No, see me, I can't do nothing like that.
Why the hell?
Hey, girl, listen. Don't get me started, Al. Because everybody listen. I know everybody listen to me. So
yes.
Don't get me started, cuz.
Well, you know what? I thank you for calling in and giving your opinion about the situation. I love you, cuz, and I thank you for checking me out. I know Facebook is popping. Shout out to everybody on Facebook that's logging in right now and checking in. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I'm your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. And we talking about is the system biased towards single fathers or men, period. And I also want to get your opinion on that. And I also want to get your opinion on how important is the father's role in the house, especially, you know, how important is the single father? Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're going to get into some of this music from Mary J. Blige. You can't keep a good woman down. Let's go.
In my life, I've seen it all. And now it's time for me to pass on this knowledge to you, all my sisters, my troubled sisters. This is my gift to you.
Been many days, couldn't take the pain that I could take my life away. Seen every day in every other youngster.
Sit back and see the same thing that happened to me happen to you.
there for you. Rock on.
The Diva Spot Radio, ENT, man. It is Woman to Woman Wednesdays, but Diva is flipping it tight style on the style right now because I want to talk about the men today. And my question on today, are single fathers catching hell receiving services? Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And be heard. Voice your opinion. And when you call up and you want to get your opinion out there, whether male or female, press the one button and we'll pull you in live on the air so you can voice your opinion. There is a situation I was talking about early. There is a single father. He got incarcerated. While he was incarcerated, his child's mother ended up losing the kids to diapers. Well, you might say she gave her kids away. She basically was going through. She was going through some hard times. She made some bad decisions, and she lost the kids to diapers. Now, when he came home, he beat the odds. He got a job. That's one, a good-paying job at that. They said, okay, you got a job. Now you got to get an apartment. He got an apartment, a two-bedroom, which was suitable enough. He got a two-bedroom for the kids. And then, you know, after that, they said, all right, well, you got to see the judge. Over and over and over, he's been seeing his judge for like a year now. They've been going back and forth to court to see the judge. And he still hasn't been able to get no get right. He's still only getting visits with his kids after a year. And now he was gone at the time when his children went to diapers and, you know, God took him out of the system. But now he's out there fighting for his kids to get them back. And it's like he can't get any get right. So I want to get y'all opinion on that. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And just a little hot mess news right here. It's this lady by the name of Kathy Myers. And she wrote in her blog, she said, many years ago, when my children were very young, my husband left us. You might want to say he didn't leave us, he left you. No, he left us. Bitter because of the circumstances, a newborn and a two-year-old, and the fact he was leaving for another woman, I had a hard time getting past what he did to the children. the toll it took on me and the kids had me very traumatic. So, definitely, it says many years, I says I wanted nothing to do with him. Years later, he began to establish a relationship with them. Not the kind I would have hoped for, but it was the start. Because I felt he was not a very good father and I felt he hurt them, was very emotional, I secretly wished something would have happened to him to make him disappear. Wow. Nice. And that's where the bitterness come in at, man. We be having these bitter things in this bitter situation. Oh, he left the kids for, he left for another woman or whatever the case may be. And now we want to go, you know, it is a situation like that. I can understand the pain that she may have felt because he left. But at the same time, you need to stand on your own two feet. Just like a man can come into your life and leave, a woman can come into your life and leave. But just like I'm seeing now that there's a lot of single fathers. Fathers are taking care of the kids. I don't know if the mother's saying, you know what, I done did this long enough, it's your term, I'm out, peace, whatever, put me on child support, do what you want to do. Or, you know, something bad happened to the mother, so she either passed away or strung out. But, you know, I see fathers now either stepping up to the plate or being in a position to be forced to take care of the child. So I definitely want to get your opinion about that. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And I don't see nothing wrong with a man having full custody over their children. But when it comes to the system part, it's like they not really getting no love. It's like they get the funky face turned up to them like, what you doing here? And in some cases, the men are just not patient enough to go through. It's a process to go through to get those food stamps, to get that Medicaid, to get what you're looking for. You know, it's not as easy as what one would think to get food stamps, Medicaid, and child care. Yeah, a lot of you see these women out here getting these benefits, but they got to jump through a lot of hoops to get them. So be clear of what's going on before you decide to say, oh, you know, she getting all this help, I'm not getting no help, and they still putting me on child support. And before, ladies, before you decide to go to welfare and get that little food stamp and that Medicaid, I know you feel like it's going to help, but at the end of the day, they're going to give you $322 for you and a child. If you divide that by 30 days, that's like $2 or $3 a day. Are you serious? I want to get your opinion on this. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And let me know what you think. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. And, you know, oh, forgot to say this. Y'all can check me out at the blog. I got a chat room open for y'all. Y'all can check me out here. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot ENT. I'm about to get into some domination music, and it's called On My Own. Let's go.
They say God bless the child that hold his own. What about the nigga that hold his peoples down? For real in the struggle. You know, life's the everyday hustle. You gotta apply muscle. It's my story.
I remember the days when we were shooting hoops, while the pretty ladies jump rope and hula hoops. Nowadays, block parties and the funerals, friends and foes camouflage, no telling who is who. Mama stretched, chewing nails to the cuticles. Life is ugly now, it used to be so beautiful. Baseball, handball, little scully. Kids used to visit the park and never worry. Now shots ring in the park and people hurry, ducking while they leaving the park. Somebody bloody in the end, but everybody used to be friends. Somebody dead over what? Something foolish again. Back then we was cool, or we used to pretend. Things change, you realize love and money don't blend. You gotta always watch how close you get to associates. Keep your eyes on every nigga you're rolling with it. The hood ain't the same no more. y'all niggas is living foul. Nothing personal, it's strictly business now. They say that money is the root of all evil shit. Money got us niggas destroying our own people shit. Money make you feel real good until you're losing now. Money got you all stressed out and looking stupid. That's a slave mentality, a harsh reality. Not to mention reminiscing of the cavalry. You disagree, well, express your point validly. Tell me why children's cries are so silent, please. Inside the home, it's supposed to be love. Nick's married for Sean Brown, murdered in cold blood. This is what I call monkey business. Genocide taking our own lives. Damn it, it hurts to witness. My people suffer, no respect for their color. Rocking all types of flags representing the color. Man, life is getting harder, something gotta give. Crooked system give us difficult instructions how to live. Kids starving, empty boxes, cartons in the fridge. I pray our future look a lot more bright than this. Hoping that the Lord don't ignore my calls. Father, forgive me, I done been through it all. Been up, been down, took some serious falls. But kept it moving like a G, still brushing it off. My actions, only God can judge it. Niggas hate to see me shine, but my mama, she love it. But sometimes she complain about the evil in this game. And I tell her when death calls, I ain't going in vain. Live through my children, Lord willing, no more suffering. Long days of cold nights on the block hustling. Fighting with niggas or me and my shorty tussling. Cops on my back still trying to lock a brother in.
Slater, Drama King, and here's a little throwback for one of my class.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Y'all, it's Woman to Woman's Wednesday, and we definitely getting it in. And right now, we talking on this topic about the brothers, about the single fathers. A lot of focus does go on to single mothers, and I think that a lot of focus going on to single mothers because it's a lot of single mothers. But there, a lot of times we forget about the single fathers out there that's holding it down for these kids. And we was talking about this conversation. We had a big discussion. Big shout out to Larry that just called in. But we had this big discussion on, you know, the fathers, when they're going to get help, it's like the system is biased towards fathers. You know, and I know it's a lot of fathers out there that's catching hell, you know, with their kids and raising their kids, and they don't have any help. And, you know, I had one brother was like, look, I went up to the welfare office to get some food stamps and some Medicaid. And, you know, it was another girl next to me. And I was applying for the same thing she was applying for. And they just gave it to her. But for me, they wanted me to fill out form. So I had to really think about it. Like, hold on. Was they really being biased towards him because he was a single father applying for assistance? Or was his patient level at an all-time low? And a lot of males don't know what it is to be on a system because they don't have to until basically shit hit the fan. It ain't easy going to get on welfare. You got to sit with these people, and a lot of women get demeanor, even the questions that they ask you. Where was the baby conceived at? Why do you need to know where me and my dude or my baby father got it in for me to get food stamps and Medicaid and some type of an assistance? But he was very upset about that. He was very aggravated about that. He was like, yo, the system is biased towards men. Ain't really trying to help me do anything, you know. And, you know, they wonder why we out here selling drugs, but it's still on the killing. I don't really know. 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And let me know what you think. And shout out to everybody that's listening live on their phone right now. Shout out to the 409, the 347, the 908, the 612, the 718, the 323, the 253. Shout out, and shout out to everybody live on the chat as well in the chat room. I definitely want to get your opinion on this. And if you're on the line right now and you want to be heard and you want to express your opinion about the whole situation, whether male or female, go ahead and press that one button and it'll put you in the call queue and we'll go ahead and open you live on the line so you can get your opinion out about the situation. Now, I do have some hot mess news. And this is crazy. And that's why... And most likely it's going to lead up to this single mother, single father thing. There is a high school in Memphis. There are 90 girls that are either pregnant right now or either already have had their babies, and their babies is nothing more than 2 years old. 90 chicks within a school year. Now, it was this one lady, I'm not going to say her name, but she was being interviewed, and she's on the education committee. Matter of fact, I'm going to get some background music rocking while I'm saying this, because I know I'm going to be most likely laughing through the whole thing. I can pick anyone at random. But yeah, as a matter of fact, let's get Juicy by Biggie. Let's get some background music playing. Let's set the mood. I need to get into the mood. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah,
this album is
now this lady was on TV. She's a part of, you know, she's a counselor. She's the counselor. She's one of the members on the educational council. And basically, talked about that this school should enforce
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine.
And a lot of people like, oh my God, I can't believe that she really be on television talking about this school needs to enforce birth control. Me personally, I think every high school should have birth control in it, especially when there's a high pregnancy rate. Because if there's a high pregnancy rate, most likely there's going to be a high dropout rate. So why not bring into, we all try to get all, you know, I don't want my child knowing about sex. I don't want my child to know about sexual education or whatever the case may be. I don't want my child to be exposed. I want to talk to them about sex. But unfortunately, it doesn't happen that way. It does not happen that way. A lot of parents want to, you know, shush and don't talk about the situation and end up at the end of the day, their child being pregnant. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe that this is something that you would get yourself into. Yeah. Okay. I'm on to it. It's all good. Let's say that we don't want our kids to hear nothing about sexual education and talking about birth control. But then if they end up pregnant, it's like, you know, I didn't teach you that. Exactly. You didn't teach me nothing. But it's not a problem. I can dig it. Yo, it's your girl, Diva Mary Nate K. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And get your opinion put out there. You can also log in with us live in a live chat at www.blogradio.com/DivaSpotENT. You can't see me.
The blind stares of a million pairs of eyes, looking hard but won't realize that they will never see the pea.
My enemies defeated. I catch them while they coked up and weeded. Open fire, now them niggas bleeding. See
on. But know that I still ball in the league of my own. I'm flyers, woo. I done claimed the sky as my home. Plus a pillow made of clouds, I'm in my comfort zone. Just making visions on the air until their feathers gone. I smell like money, you can keep that whack cologne. Beyond, beyond, just how to let that swag alone. So after this, don't call me fly, say he's blown. I'm on, he'll sell with no boat. Thinking I'm bad, look, I got him stuck on ropes. Yeah, I'm on stage, but no, collie, don't tell jokes. That's why haters cannot stand me like both legs broke. I just swallowed a diamond. With no Heimlich, he got the glow inside him. So explain how you gon' stop it, you know the shine. Match the bag, bag, match the shoes, shoes, match the shirt, yeah, the boy, cool, cool. Socks match the belt, 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 match the cool. Rims owe it me, but the whip super new. Ooh, I'm a fool, ooh, I'm a fool.
You lack a colleague at several. Mario with two whistles, I done skipped your level.